Thanks for downloading this episode of PB Mini Bites. We hope that it encourages and challenges you as a leader.
Hey, Andy Jones.
Hey.
I had a friend who would identify local establishments. By that, I mean like gas stations.
Okay, yeah.
Restaurants, you know, mini marts, that kind of thing. He would identify them as having a good mix or they don't have a good mix.
Okay.
And what he's talking about, he was a Diet Pepsi drinker. And yeah. He wanted the soda fountain kind, not like to go in and buy a can.
Oh, he didn't want a bottle.
No. He wanted to go in and get it from the, you know, the soda fountain thing.
Sure.
Yeah. So I think it's because he wanted more. I mean, he was like maybe a 32-ouncer or something.
right.
You know, but so there were just places that he wouldn't go. Like, he's like, they have a bad mix. I'm not going there. And then
what determines a bad mix?
Well, for him, it was the right combination of the syrup, the flavoring with the soda water, the carbonated water, you know? Mm. So like if you had not enough syrup, it wouldn't be sweet enough.
Yeah.
And so you'd just have sort of a, I don't know, not that good of a mix. And then I think you probably could have a maybe too sweet.
Sure. Right. Too much syrup, not enough punch. Yeah.
I wasn't as much of a highly refined taste person that could identify this as well. The truth is, I've had some bad mixes. Have you ever had a bad mix?
Sure, yeah, absolutely.
I've had it where, like, it seemed like there was also a little bit of something I didn't order in it.
Oh, like something left in the...
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what that is. But like, I don't know why I'm tasting root beer in my Diet Coke, but I am. Yeah, so I mean, I understand what he's talking about. I've had a bad mix before, and you know, it makes me kind of wonder at what point is something so diluted or polluted that it's not worth it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm not that picky, but I get it. I understand the concept of a good mix. I drink a quad espresso most mornings, and that happened. I don't know. What was it? Maybe 2 years ago, I went.
Did you used to be a triple?
No, I used to have it watered down with hot water, so it'd be an Americano.
Okay.
But on a trip to Europe, when I would order coffee, just go up to the counter and order a coffee, it was a shot of espresso.
Wow, that's a coffee?
Yeah, and so I just decided to roll with it. Like, that's what we were having there. And coming home, I don't know, maybe it made me feel like I was carrying on something I got from my European trip.
Mm-hmm,
so,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I have a quad espresso most mornings. And it's probably too concentrated for many people.
Yeah.
But if you had a coffee that was so watered down, I feel like church coffee is kind of like
I was just going to say, there's somebody that makes it in the kitchen that, looks like tea.
Yeah, and that's gross. I mean, what I feel like is I'm drinking maybe warm dishwater. Like, it's just not right.
Is it even worth it?
Yeah, it's a bad mix, that's for sure. Sherry and I were on this walk yesterday going around the lake, Lake Wilderness, and near a house. And there's a house that's been for sale for a long time, and it finally had paper in it, in the box.
Yeah,
so we went over and looked at it, and I was kind of like, oh, okay. It's like maybe a little bit less than our house. We're right around the same price as our house, is what our house is worth.
Okay.
And it's on the lake.
Yeah.
It's tiny. It's like, I've never walked around it, but I've noticed no one's been there for quite a while. So I decided we're just going to take a tour around the property. And we looking in windows and everything. Kind of freaked me out at one point because the gas fireplace was on.
Really?
So I thought, oh, is somebody here?
Oh, wow.
But apparently they just left it on.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe they're not heating the house. I don't know. But it's very cute. There is a main house that's about 800 square feet.
Oh, that's kind of small.
Yeah, it's very small. And then it has a mother-in-law apartment above it that's probably a converted garage, single-car garage. It's about 500 square feet. And then there is a garage that has a room underneath it, like a basement room. All these are separate buildings, three separate buildings.
Yeah.
But, I mean, my house is about 3,000 square feet with no yard, packed in a neighborhood with no view.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at this place and I'm like, okay, it's tiny. Like, it'd be like living in one of our bedrooms with a bathroom attached. Mm-hmm. And yet it's a huge property and on the lake. It's a narrow lot, but it's big. Like, you could build a great big house on it. And Sherry was like, do you want to take the flyer? You want to Like, I made some comment about maybe we could trade. And she was
just
like, are you serious?
Yeah.
but it was a fascinating thought to me, just the idea of we have a big house and like no view and no property. Mm-hmm. And this house, this mix is tiny, mm-hmm. but maybe like more concentrated.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
the view is amazing. And
sure.
it made me wonder, could I give up the space for the power, the punch of that view and that location? So it makes me think about communication. Sometimes I think less is more. With communication, I'd rather have espresso.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
for sure.
I want it to pack a punch. I don't want it diluted.
Yeah.
How many words can you string together in a Facebook post before someone quits reading it? I mean, like really?
Right.
Can you go beyond what really is a tweet?
No.
I don't think so either. You get a certain point and it's like, you diluted this with words and we've lost.
It's too much. I stopped, yeah. stopped paying attention.
Right. How long can you go on about something before people zone out? So, yeah, I'm a communicator. I want things to pack a punch. I want it to be like espresso. I think when it comes to communicating, think like that. Think less is more. Don't dilute it, but go for the punch. Find that good mix.
Make sure to check back next Monday for another installment of PB Mini Bites. For more information or resources from Pastor Brian Dolman, visit his website at northwestleader.com.